Welcome to the banks of the App River. For centuries, this winding water has shaped the land and the lives of folks around here. These days, its steady flow still draws people in, whether they're looking to cast a line, float downstream, or just sit and take in the view. Hello, I'm Harold Rivard. My family was one of the first settlers in this area, and through our various businesses and influence, mostly farming, we played a significant role in shaping both the local community and a strong sense of community you see today. Back in 1850, two French-Canadian brothers, Joe and Louis Parent, settled near the river. They called the place La Pointe de la Tombe de Terre. Now that might sound fancy, but it just means the point of the potato in French. See, La Pointe referred to the bend in the river in Pomme de Terre is what the French call potatoes, literally apples of the earth. Of course, when English-speaking folks came along, they decided to go with a simple translation, and that's how we ended up calling it the Apple River. Back in the day, Somerset's economy was built on two main things, farming and logging. That was pretty much the way things went from the 1850s right into the 1890s. The river played a big part in it, too. It was the main highway for all that timber. Once the loggers chopped down the trees, they'd float the logs down the river, letting the current do the work, and straight for the sawmills. The Apple River, with the steady flow, made all it possible. It carried thousands of feet of lumber every year. And right here, we had mills like Harriman's Mill. Now, if you look towards the bridge where Main Street crosses the river, you're seeing where the dam and mill once stood. Harriman's Mill could churn up about 800,000 feet of lumber a year. And in 1874 alone, around 4 million feet of logs were floated through Somerset down to the Stillwater boom. Back in the day, the Apple River was a real lifeline for the logging industry. But as time went on, things changed. The timber supply started to run low, and the economy shifted gears. The river, which had been so important for moving logs, started being used for something else altogether, recreation. It was in the 1930s that a man named Dave Rowe, owner of the Terrace, offered gambling, and gamblers would come from the cities with their kids, so he provided tubes, and they would float down the river down to what's called the Point today, where a truck would be there and pick them up and bring them back, so parents could gamble while they had fun. That's how it all began. Over the years, the tubing business grew, and the more people jumped in. Before long, there were all kinds of places renting tubes, and on busy days, you'd have 10 to 15,000 people coming from all over the country just to float down the Apple River. With the popularity growing, a group of men bought the below property and made a campground with a chairlift that brought the floaters to Village Park, and then they would walk over to the dam. It gave folks a 7-minute ride about 20 feet up in the air, gliding over the water and through the tall pines. They call it the Float Right Chairlift, and it started running on June 25th, 1967. On the first day, about 200 people rode it. Funny thing is that first ring, there were folks using the lift who weren't even tubing. People were just curious to try out this new attraction. Since then, the tubing industry has come synonymous with summer in Somerset, drawing countless visitors to float down the Apple River. Somerset holds the nickname of the tubing capital of the world, offering a unique experience for visitors. The Apple River has come a long way from being a vital route for logging into becoming the heart of the Somerset summer recreation. It's seen its share of changes, but through all the river has remained a constant, still drawing people and shaping the town just like it always has.